Hello and welcome to the Social Media Show podcast, sponsored by Social Pilot, the social media management and scheduling tool. I'm your host, Jonathan Pollinger, and I'm a social media trainer. In each episode, you'll learn how an inspiring personality uses social media, and you'll pick up some cutting-edge techniques and top tips. You can also watch the show live at 9 a.m. on Mondays, or catch the replay on my Facebook page at facebook.com/PollingerSocial. In episode 14 of the Social Media Show, I talked to Elliot Richmond, WordPress wizard and organiser of Cheltenham's Do Action Day. At the end of this event, four local charities will leave with fully functioning WordPress websites. To learn more about this and other ways that businesses and charities can work together, please listen to the show. And if you enjoy it, please give us a review. Hello and welcome to today's The Social Media Show. Special welcome if you're watching live, but also if you're watching the replay or listening to the podcast. Great to have Elliot Richmond on the show this morning. Good morning, Elliot. How are you?
Morning, Jonathan. Yeah, I'm very well. Thank you.
So Elliot is the boss. Are you actually the boss of Square One Web and Design?
I wouldn't say the boss. there's definitely a hierarchy. But I would say I'm the doer, maybe.
Fair enough. And I think you describe yourself as a WordPress wizard on LinkedIn. So clearly WordPress is very much your area of expertise.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, WordPress is made up of the sum of many parts. So I would say that I'm knowledgeable in many different areas, but I seem to have, over the last sort of 15 years, landed with using WordPress, and there's been a demand for it. So I've kind of focused on that in terms of, a business product and a business model to help businesses and users alike.
So is that just designing websites, or do you get into the plugin side of things and all those sort of like technical aspects of it as well?
Yeah, the more technical, I would say, the more it floats my boat. So I've got a theme in the WordPress theme repository. I've got several plugins in the plugins repository. I focus on, developing solutions or solving problems for bigger clients. We kind of last sort of 12 months, we've moved away from helping small businesses, build websites for them into developing relationships. We've developed relationships with bigger clients, and we work on a retainer basis. And I basically look after their code base. So they've got fairly complex systems in place, whether it's a plugin or whether it's a more extended theme, I tend to look after those kind of code bases, really. That's not to say that if projects don't come up that are quite complicated, I'd love to hear about them and see if I can help.
So those bigger websites, would they tend to be e-commerce or a different type of website?
They are, I guess, they're one of them's luxury cottages, it's kind of like a travel agent type of thing, but they use CRMs, so there's a separate booking system, so information needs to come in, it needs to be live data, so that they've got a team of like 25 people maybe, or 20 people,
quite large,
maybe 50. I think it's quite large,
right.
But they take bookings all the time and they use a CRM, so that data needs to be fresh, so that that's the kind of complexity of one of them. Another big client is a national client who look after, they're basically the corgi equivalent to the biofuel mass industry installations. So they need to be, an installer needs to be registered. That company is called Heatas, and they need to be, every fuel burner that's installed needs to be vetted by Heatas. It needs to be an approved product. Well, some of them do. Then when they're installed, they need to be registered. So it's like, same as with gas and anything that's installed that involves anything like that, it has to be corgi registered. Same thing with Heatas. Yep. It all gets registered through the local authorities and stuff like that.
Right.
So again, they use a big registration system, and that again is all, surprisingly enough, it's all done through WordPress. I think generally people think that WordPress is kind of like, it's just a blogging platform, but actually it's
much an interface. More these days. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's an interface that has it's database driven. So you can do fairly complex things with it. There's that whole discussion about security as well. Well, you know, you can make it secure, but anything on the internet is potentially has a security flaw. So mm-hmm. it's just a case of keeping on top of it and making sure that you can lock it down properly.
Got you.
Being sensible.
And you're involved with something called Do Action Day, which I'm looking forward to hearing about, as I'm sure our listeners are. And I don't actually know a lot about this. So tell us what this involves. And I guess maybe starting off with, because I don't know, is it like a national initiative, an international initiative, or a local one? How has it sort of like come about?
Well, it came about because I'm a co-organizer for the WordPress meetup in Cheltenham, which is yep. started in September 2007. Actually, we're 2 years old this month. So, so we meet like every third Wednesday of the month, and we've got we have speakers, two speakers, technical talks, and you've come along to speak about, because you use a platform.
I have indeed.
That
yep.
sits on top of WordPress. So I think anything like that, anything involved with WordPress for users and developers or people that use WordPress as their business model online, it's kind of like a meetup for those people. So we kind of, we do that. But the reason why it came about is because I obviously go to WordCamps, which are basically they're like meetups, but on steroids. So it's a whole weekend conference of all things about WordPress. And like I said before, WordPress is a sum of many parts. So you can delve into all sorts of different areas of WordPress, like the kind of community driven aspect of it, the business aspect of it, the blogging aspect. So if you're a writer or a publisher, anything like that, right the way through to the technical side of it. So if you're a front-end developer, there's probably something to do, you know, it's linked to WordPress somehow, or maybe it's yep. a JavaScript channel and things like that. But so I went to a community, a charity got in touch with me and asked us as Square One, the company, if we would give them a quote for a website. And I was aware of this initiative called Do Action through going to WordCamps and things like that. I'd actually been to Bristol and I'd seen a presentation by a young lady called Tess Clare, and she did the first Do Action Day in Bristol maybe mm-hmm. last year, I think it was.
Right.
And I was aware of it, so I heard the buzz about it, and there were some people in our local community that attended it and got involved with it. And basically, I think the initiative was started in South Africa, again through the WordPress meetup community. And it got the WordPress Foundation got involved, automatic fund some of the, well, help to fund things and get things off the ground and help you with, you know, like a handbook and how to get things started. And basically it's about getting the community, the local WordPress community together. Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, based from whether you don't have to be overly skilled, but as long as you can do something you're familiar with WordPress, you can get involved. And the idea is to help charities have some kind of fully working web presence,
right,
build something in a day.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
So
they literally go away with a website at the end of the session, at the end of the day.
Yeah, we start the project in the morning. We have a schedule in place, and a structure, and the idea is to get small teams of people together
mm-hmm.
and build something, and get the charity representative to get involved at certain parts of the day, and then by the end of the day, the goal, the objective is to have a website, a fully working website up and running, ready for them to launch. Now, some of these charities don't have a web presence at all. And some of them may well have something that's just a bit out of date. So
right. You're giving them a new one.
Yeah, effectively. Yeah. And also they should have something up and running that they can go away and manage themselves, which is what, you know, WordPress is all about.
Yeah. It's advantage of WordPress. Yeah. Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
So you can't be doing, you know, more than is it just one charity on the day that you help, or is it a few at the same time? How does that work? How many people are involved?
Well, I think the bigger, more established Do Action Days, which, you know, over in South Africa, probably, I think the mentor I spoke to when I first sort of initiated this a couple of months ago, I think he mentioned that they did 10 charities. Well, they
wow, that's incredible.
In a day, yeah. So,
and how many people would be involved with that then, do you think?
Well, as a minimum, we have to have a one charity representative there on the day. Yep. You can then pick your teams of people. So you break it all down. So you have one charity representative, and maybe a team of five people. So there'll be a project manager, there'll be a couple of developers, maybe some designers, content manager, managers, so the people that add content. And then maybe social people, social managers, social media managers and things like that, and then quality assurance testers. But really it's down to the organizer to decide whether you have a team of, you know, five or 10. Obviously, you're reaching out to the community, so you have to be realistic about, you know, how many spaces you can fill. But, you know, importantly, you need a project manager, obviously, to run manage things.
Yeah.
And you need the charities. So on this occasion for the Cheltenham, which is the first Cheltenham Do Action Day, it's the second in the country because Bristol did one last year.
Oh, right.
We have four charities. Cool. And we have five members on a team. So there should, you know, what's that?
On each team or?
Yes, five on each team. So there's a project manager, two developers, a designer and a content manager. That's kind of what we're aiming for this time around. It's a new venture for me and our community. So we're extracting knowledge from people that have done it before. Mm-hmm. But it's a new thing. So I think the impression I got from the mentor is it can be fairly flexible. You know, you decide on what you need to do on the day.
Yeah. As long as the output's different. The website for the charities at the end of the day. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. You have an objective and that's the thing, meet that objective. And that's to get a website up and running for a charity within the day.
That's a brilliant concept. Really like that. And is there going to be anybody there with experience on the day? So you're sort of drawing on experience. Is that just by speaking to people, or will you actually sort of have somebody on hand on the day to give you a bit of a steer?
We've got actually got the first organizer, Tess Clay, who's actually volunteered to do some content writing, content management. So she'll be there on the day. So there'll be experience there.
Yeah, that's good.
The project managers have got experience of running their own businesses, so they will know how to manage things and run things.
Yeah.
We've also got one of our sponsors is a fairly large hosting company, which I won't mention because for various reasons, but they're heavily involved in the WordPress community. They're providing hosting for us, and they will be there on the day. And again, they've had experience of the last Do Action Day that was in Bristol last year. I say last year, it might have been the year before, but it was very recently.
So when you say, you know, the fact that the hosting companies there, that to me sounds pretty impressive, because when you say, you know, the charity ends up with a website at the end of the day, that can mean a number of different sort of things, but it sounds like it'll actually be sort of switched on live and working and everything. Is that right?
Yeah. Again, like the
if the day works out, of course, the project manager managed to deliver. Yeah, yeah.
Exactly. There is some groundwork to do, you know, obviously with websites. There's DNS registrar, things like that, and pointing A records and things like that. But you know, there's a handbook out for the project managers, and hopefully everything is kind of signed off. And obviously there's branding and things. So there is a bit of legwork to do before the event. But yeah, I mean, hopefully we've made put things in place that will guarantee that we're more likely to get that done. If we don't get it done, it's not the end of the world, because we can.
Because you will get it done after the day.
Yeah, so there is like aftercare, but they're reaching out to the community and getting sponsorship from various places has been fairly well thought out. So there's a website called WP 101, which is a training platform.
Yeah.
So we've got sponsorship from them, and that it will be handed over to the charities as a free license. So if they don't absorb all of the training that they get on the day to manage their website, they've still got a resource to use that will help them manage that website. So there's kind of an aftercare thing in process. And I think speaking to the mentor, when we originally sort of initiated this, he mentioned that they have a local company that specialize in aftercare or support for charity.
Okay, that's good.
So they again, it comes back to this, which I think we spoke about, you mentioned before we had, before you invited me on the show, which is about the corporate social responsibility. So there are specific companies that can absorb that into their business as well as supporting, you know, their own business. So I couldn't find somebody locally, but you know, I think people will come together and help support these charities. Sure. And give them aftercare anyway.
Yeah. So obviously there's like clear benefits for the charities then, as in they're getting a website that's going to be supported afterwards, which is very valuable for a charity to raise awareness, help raise funds, recruit volunteers and that sort of thing. What sort of benefits do you think there are for A, the participants on the day, and B, the sponsors?
I think participants on the day, obviously, it's just feel good factor. You know, you're giving something back to the community. I mean, for me especially, yeah. I've been involved with the WordPress community for probably 15 odd years.
Yeah,
really, from like when it was WordPress 1.2 or something, 1.3. Mm-hmm. And I've got a lot of information from a lot of people in the community, and it's kind of like it's not like most web development communities. It's fairly sort of giving and people are kind of willing to share their knowledge. So I've extracted a lot, and my only way of giving back really was to, without short of contributing to Core, was to actually set up a meetup. And again, as an extension of that, it's to give back to the local community with Do Action. So I think from individual participants' point of view, it's just that feel good factor. Also, mm-hmm. you get to raise your profile a little bit, you know, within sure. the community, because there are people within the WordPress community that are going to be involved. So just raising your profile a little bit in that sense is it can't be a bad thing.
Yep.
In terms of sponsors, I think again it's just indicative of the community, you know, how giving it is.
And again, raising their profile, I would imagine as well, if they can get their name attached to the event.
Absolutely.
Is that how it works? Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, raising their profile definitely within the community and to the outside community and also users of WordPress. But again, I think the philosophy is that these businesses, especially that use WordPress, have, you know, built successful businesses, and they make profits from something that's open source, is built through, you know, volunteering channels and stuff like that.
Yep.
So again, it's kind of just giving back, really. You know, we've made some money out of this, we're going to give back. And I think there's Yoast, you know, there's a specific WordPress plugin called Yoast, which focuses on SEO, or helps people with SEO, managing their SEO on their WordPress website. Mm-hmm. They've built a massive business, and they, you know, they've made probably, you know, successful profits, blah, blah, blah. But they give, I think, 5% of their profits back to the community, whether it's a local community or initiative. They give back to training, education, local, charitable work. So again, it's indicative of the way that the community, the philosophy of the community.
Yeah.
So I think that's from the sponsor's point of view.
Cool. Have you been involved in any other sort of things like this in the past, supporting charities locally?
Only in the, not through the business, only through like personal goals, cycling and stuff like that. Same as yourself, running and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But again, it's always been something I've wanted to do, wanted to get involved with. It's just that, you know, you get busy with your day work and family life and things like that. But I'm in a situation now where I can give back to the community and help out with this thing. So it's kind of been things that I've wanted to do in the past, and now I've got the opportunity to do them. So, and it's not just me on my own. I'm reaching out to, you know, the community. So I can't.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not all my work. I'm just facilitating something that brings a lot of people together. So the more people involved, hopefully the easier it should be.
Mm. Yeah, I think it's quite interesting these days, because there are a lot of, you know, I think in the past it was just sort of a case of a business giving a check, basically, wasn't it? And you had those photos of checks, which you still do get, but it's so much more than money now. I mean, this is quite this is a very interesting example, the Do Action Day. But there's plenty of other things that businesses can do, aren't there? Like going in and sort of having a team building exercise with the company itself, volunteering days, running other sort of like events, sponsorship. So there's a lot of, and CSR, as you mentioned, you know, actually sort of like looking at what the company's values are and then trying to act out on those with the particular charity or a number of charities. So there's plenty of ways to get involved these days rather than just financially.
Yeah, absolutely. I think these organisations generally are quite small, and they rely on funding from various channels. And if they don't have that, they don't raise their profiles and awareness, they can heavily rely on individuals, maybe, you know, people with money and things like that. But to give them, you know, technology in the modern day, a sort of channel or functionality that they can raise their profile and reach out to a wider community, I think, and especially their local community, because I think a lot of people don't realize that some of these charities are actually around. So by raising those profiles, you can probably tap into these people that it may, you know, maybe emotionally, they might have an emotional attachment to, and they can, you know, either donate their time. There's many ways to donate. It's not just about hard cash. Cash does help.
Yeah.
Obviously, but you know, there's various other things you can do. And I think a lot of these charities depend on, you know, ground workers, things like that, to help manage like carers and stuff like that. So there's many different ways that you can do, but in order to do that, they need to raise their profile. So that's a great way to do that.
That's another example I didn't mention, actually, sort of employment, both sort of ways, isn't it? So people from a charity or those people that a charity help could potentially be employed by a business, and then vice versa, somebody from the business could go and do some volunteering or even short-term employment at a charity. So that one can work really, really well as well.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So I think the message is for charities and businesses alike, they perhaps should start to talk to each other a bit more, because there are a tremendous amount of opportunities where they can work together. And as you've sort of clearly demonstrated, there are benefits on both sides. So let's hope that we can see more of that, and hope that your Do Action Day is a big success. If it is a success, will you be sort of looking to run one again, or maybe almost sort of like passing the template on to another location, perhaps, or something like that?
Yeah, absolutely. I think there are people in the community that want this to be a success. I want it to be a success. It's going to have its challenges. Obviously, there's going to be some ups and downs, things we learn both from the charity's perspective and for our own perspective. Whatever we learn is going to be, you know, if we make mistakes, we're going to learn from them so we can make it better. It's a new challenge. It's an interesting challenge. And I think, you know, if it's successful, hopefully we can make it a regular thing, whether I'm involved or whether somebody else is involved. And again, I can just give it my experience, and hopefully, you know, the next person that comes along can make it an even better thing.
So, fantastic. So just to wrap up then, a question that I ask all my guests. I do know that you're fond of pizza and beer, Elliot.
Yeah.
nothing wrong with that. So if you were to go for a pizza and beer with any living person, who would that be and why?
I did living. I mean, there's lots of people that passed and gone, but living. I don't have to be a thinker, a big thinker, because I like philosophy and things like that. And maybe
some heavy discussions over your beer then.
Yeah, heavy discussions, and you know, the ins and outs of technical reasons why you would use mozzarella and not cheddar, I guess, or what yeast to use in your dough. But so maybe a chef, but I don't know. I think more science related. So I think Brian Cox would be an interesting one.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah. And doesn't he come down to Cheltenham for the science festival? So perhaps you could.
Science and lit. Yeah, I think.
You could colour in there. Oh, science and lit. Okay.
I could try. Yeah. I don't know why he would. Unless I can entice him with pizza.
That's it.
Yeah.
Cool. Just before we sign off, if anybody have any questions for Elliot and me about businesses supporting charities, just post them in the comments, and we'll get to that. And also, just to flag up that in, I can't remember the date, I think it might be the end of this month, I've got Jamie Lee Cole, who's responsible for digital and social media at The Wallich, which is the charity that supports the homeless that I'm running the Cardiff Half Marathon for. She's going to be a great guest later in the month. So if you'd like to know more about businesses working with charities and vice versa, do look out for that one. Don't think we have any questions coming in right now. So just remains for me to thank you very much for coming on the show, Elliot. Great to catch up. And I'm assuming, because you didn't mention it, that all the charity places are filled for the Do Action Day. And also, when does it take place?
Yeah, we were only going to do three charities, but we actually got four in the end. So
yep, brilliant. Yeah,
the event is on the 4th of October.
Okay,
sign up is closed, so we're now looking for teams and supporting people. So that's like project managers, developers, designers, and
glad we got that in. Yeah,
and it's on the 4th of October, and it will be held at the Jury's Inn. It's a 9-to-5 event. You get fed, watered. There's lunch on the day as well, and if everything's successful, we'll probably clock off and have a celebratory lunch, tea or drink or something somewhere else. So
fantastic. So we'll put the people contact you for that. Yeah, so we'll put a link on the in the comments, so if any WordPress people are interested in helping or want to find out more, they can get in touch with you.
Yeah, probably best on Twitter, because I'm not very active. Well, I'm not actually on Facebook at all, but I do. My Rachel, as you know, will post some stuff.
We'll put your Twitter handle in the comments. Yeah.
Okay. And thanks for having me on the show.
Very.
Numbers have drastically dropped now, but there you go.
you're very very welcome. Great to have you on.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Social Media Show podcast, sponsored by Social Pilot. And if you'd like to learn more about how I can help you make the most of social media for your business or organization, please visit pollingersocial.co.uk, or you can find me on social media at pollingersocial.